Jaguars back at it on Wednesday. Sunday, they'll play at Everbank Field for the first time in over a month. The 1-10 Jags welcome the 3-8 New York Giants on Thanksgiving weekend. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. Plenty of questions around this Jaguars team, certainly on offense, headed into the Week 13 matchup against the Giants this Sunday. The Jags struggled to get much of anything done last week against Indy. Offensive coordinator Jed Fish said they're calling shots down the field, but it takes perfect execution from all 11 to get the ball away sometimes. It's been difficult to find that. On Monday, head coach Gus Bradley said that Blake Bortles had to play better. He was 15 of 27 last week in Indy with his league-leading 15th interception of the year. The rookie quarterback understands the importance of this stretch run.
I think there's a lot of guys that have struggled with it, and it's ruined guys' careers by starting, young and not doing well. I kind of take it as an opportunity to say, okay, we're not doing well. Watch how I can handle this and bounce back and continue to grow from it. I think that's how I look at it. I know that's how Gus looks at it, and it's kind of, the environment and message that we're given.
A number of defensive notes on Wednesday. Andre Branch, Leo End back on the practice field today. First official practice day for him since a groin injury during the win against the Browns in Week 7. Linebacker Jeremiah George limited today, a high ankle sprain. He's coming back from it. If he's ready, it'll be interesting to see how Gus Bradley and Bob Babbitt shuffle those linebackers again. Speaking of linebackers, Leroy Reynolds with a neck injury out today. We'll see his status moving forward. Well, let's start on defense with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Of course, Branch back, couple guys back on defense, but this Jeremiah George thing could shake things up.
Well, and it's big to get Branch back. Obviously, you're giving yourself another guy on an area that's played very well. But as you said, Jeremiah George, very interesting because you would think he goes back to the middle. JT Thomas goes to the auto. And then what happens on the weak side? Telvin Smith played so well, you would think he gets on the field. But Geno Hayes has been strong. So all of a sudden, maybe you've got four guys there who you can rely on. It's a better situation than they've had.
We go to offense. That's the big story of the day. We heard Bortles' comments a moment ago. But it kind of seems like he understands what the rest of the season's about.
Well, I think he gets what the way he's played and the way the offense has played. It's not all on him, but he's struggled enough that now the issue becomes, can he come out of this? Rookie quarterbacks sometimes have a difficult time recovering from difficult situations. He knows he has to do that, and he knows there's a lot that's going to go into that. He says, and you believe him when he says it, that he hasn't lost confidence, that things are still going well, and now it's up to Jed Fish to get him into situations that are going to work. And there's so many issues today, a very busy day, but that's really what I took out of it, that Blake realizes what's next for him.
And what's next could be tempo, could be getting the ball downfield a little more, but Fish said it earlier today, it's not as easy as it looks to get the ball down the field.
Well, it's not easy to do either. When you're talking up tempo, all of a sudden you better be successful up tempo, or else you're putting your defense in bad situations. As far as going downfield, I made a point to ask Jags. We've been asked about it so much. Why aren't the Jaguars going downfield? Why aren't they throwing downfield more? Just chuck it up. And Jed kind of laughed. He goes, hey, I'm the first guy who would love to do it. He goes, that'd be really cool to finish drives and get touchdowns. So they're trying. They want it. I think Jed said they had six plays called to go downfield, and for whatever reason, Blake would get sacked, couldn't get the ball off. They're trying that, but I think Jed's main point today was not always as easy as it sounds, but that's the task. He said, no question, we have to figure out a way to do it.
Well done. Busy day on Thanksgiving week Wednesday.
Busy Wednesday.
That's for sure. A small margin for error with a rookie quarterback and young players all around. Brian Sexton has more.
I'm coming to this broadcast medium to make a point that I just can't get across on Twitter. 140 characters just isn't enough. Blake Bortles, Luke Bawanko, Brandon Linder, Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, Nick Jacobs. Seven rookies, well, now six, who are either starters or major contributors on offense. That's why the offense is so ineffective. By the way, I could throw Luke Jokel and Denard Robinson in there also. They're both inexperienced. See, it would be one thing if you had Peyton Manning or Tom Brady back there to give you a wide margin for error. But the Jaguars don't. They have a rookie who has just as little time on task as the rest. None of them have enough experience to overcome one another's mistakes. See, all it takes is one mental error to wreck a play with 11 veterans. And it happens all the time. Imagine then how thin the margin is with five or six rookies on the field all together. They'd like to be able to open it up and run the razzle-dazzle that everyone seems to want to see. But it's hard to look like the Lakers when you can't consistently play the basics like the Celtics. They should be getting better, and that isn't happening fast enough. But playing like you have nothing to lose and letting it fly will only make it worse. You see, they have to play the simple stuff more consistently before everything else will work.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the New York Giants on Thanksgiving afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.